to your phone calls in a moment. Tiger baseball coming up this afternoon. Go for the sweep against Colorado. Hey, Minnesota and Kansas City have the day off, so they could shave another half game off their lead. I just did the numbers on Baker Mayfield. It turns out it coincides with a stat. You saw this during a broadcast.
Yeah, I forget where it was. It was Monday Night Football or something. I don't know. Maybe even been Sunday Night Football as they were discussing the Lions' next game or something like that. But they had, since week 14 of last year, Baker Mayfield has been the top-rated quarterback in football. His quarterback rating was over 111, and that coincides with that streak that starts, I believe it's the game at Atlanta when they won it 29-25, and that began this incredible touchdown-to-interception ratio. He only had two interceptions in regular season the rest of the way, and then he threw two more against the Lions in the playoff.
Here's the whole stat line. 162 of 235, 69%, 298 yards a game, 18 touchdowns, four picks in that stretch. He's been on fire. And I actually am kind of excited to see, this is a great point of comparison, last year's pass defense versus this year's pass defense, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean, Baker Mayfield against the Lions last year, 26 of 41, 349, three touchdowns, two picks. If he goes out and has a pedestrian game, we can talk a little bit about how the Lions, we have some tangible evidence, kind of a data point, a point of comparison.
Well, and the other thing is that the offensive line for Tampa is not great. I mean, he took a bunch of sacks. He got sacked 40 times in a regular season last year and then got sacked another eight times in the playoffs last year, four in each game against the Philadelphia Eagles and four against Detroit. So you can get to him. But what it tells you is he's a tough sum gun. Right?
Yep.
He takes the hit and gets back up. And you got to admire that about him. That being said, I mean, the Lions have a better team. They showed it twice against Tampa last year. Is Tampa slow and steady getting better? I think they probably are. But you know what? I think the Lions were better last year and they got better in the offseason. So I like what we have here.
Let's get to your phone calls. Brandon on a sell. You're on 97.1 The Ticket. What's up, Brandon?
What's up, boys?
Hey.
Not worried about Tampa at all. Stafford gets the ball out so fast, and Baker Mayfield's not going to be able to do that. DJ Reader's going to be in his face. Aleem's going to be there. I mean, Mike Evans, Chris Godwin, they're going to get their touches. Everybody knows that. Another thing, too, once Baker starts scrambling a little bit, everybody's back there. It's over. And I just want to say this in case the dude that called last year before the playoffs and said this to us, bless their heart. That's all I want to say. Tampa fans, bless their heart.
Go a little off Southern hospitality on them. Huh?
That's funny.
You know it.
I forgot about that guy. Well played.
Bless your heart.
Great first caller because, Baker clearly has had a resurgence in Tampa, and that guy's a gamer, Gator. I mean, he's as tough as Stafford, honestly. He'll get back up. He competes every single down. And it's going to be hard to knock him out of the game. With that being scared, I'm not trembling in my boots like you guys are. You guys sound fearful, man. Listen, here's the reason why I'm so confident. This is the reason why. Tampa's banged up. Offensively, we know what they do. Mike Evans is the guy. Baker's a gamer, like I said. But their tackle might not play. They don't have a backup right tackle. They're going to have to shift that offensive line around. And more importantly, defensively, they've got a ton of injuries in the secondary right now. I expect St. Brown, Laporta, those guys who didn't get, a bunch of targets and receptions this past week, I expect those numbers to go up significantly. I think the Lions take care of this one pretty
easily. You know what I'm hearing?
What are you hearing?
I'm hearing, and that's fine. I respect, much respect for Kang. I am hearing what is clearly a book it red solo cup guarantee. That's what I'm hearing from behind the glass. That's exactly what I'm hearing.
Kang's going all solo cup, huh?
This is where I actually agree with Gator is we should never, ever, ever do that. Right, Gator? I mean, that's...
I don't even want to...
You can call me Chesty. You can call me whatever. Don't ever bring up red solo cup guarantee to me.
On this show, the dynamic on this show is when we can start to laugh a little bit about something and then one of us can gang up with the other person on somebody on the third.
Yep.
It's a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
When Doug, second he mentioned red solo cup, I'm like, I don't know.
You're out.
I lost him at
red solo cup.
How about at least shoot the boot guarantee? Will you do that?
It sounds a hell of a lot better than...
It does sound better.
Dude, everything sounds better than that.
So that's why we don't bring it up.
Listen, I respect the NFL more than most. Any given Sunday is a true thing. So it's not like the Lions can't lose this game. But I'm just not fearful because of the injury factor. I mean, they're coming in here really banged up, the Tampa Bay defense. Kancey might not play again. The secondary, like I mentioned, is dealing with a bunch of injuries. And we know the Lions passing offense is better than what they showed against the Rams. You know, and I just expect those two to combine Sunday and perfect storm. Goff and the receivers have a good day.
Jeremy Fowler on ESPN's website today, his upset of the week is Buccaneers over the Lions.
Hot take.
Yeah, and he writes, it looks like we're both going to be bold here. Oh, because Dan Graziano picked the Falcons over the Eagles. He said because they had to pick an upset. Looks like we're both going to be bold here, skipping the tight spreads for in favor of real upsets. Baker Mayfield and the Bucs offense looked in complete command in week one. Mayfield was well protected. The running game looks stout, and Mike Evans is still Mike Evans. Tampa Bay will be motivated by its 0-2 record against Detroit last season, including a lousy 6-point effort in week six. I don't have any reason to think the Lions will sleepwalk through this one. I'm just expecting a spirited back and forth with the Bucs making one more play late.
Well, Baker was sacked only once against Washington.
Mm-hmm.
He completed 24 out of 30 passes, which is 80%, for 289 yards and four touchdowns. The quarterback rating was 146.4. People don't like that. They want the QBR. Fine. How's 86.2? That was outstanding for him last week. Not only that, but he took off and ran three times for 21 yards. So, you know, he has to be accounted for without question. He's resurrecting his career.
248-539-9797. Greg's in Detroit, 997. Want a ticket. Hello, Greg.
Good morning, guys, and you guys are the greatest.
Thank you.
And I'm really upset with you guys because you made me an educated fan and not an emotional fanatic.
You did it. He's not supposed to do that. Stop it. No preambles. No premeditated routine there. Just get to the point. We're okay. We love you, Greg. You can call back another time, but no. Stop it.
Can't just roll the helmets out there. Don't get me wrong. I picked the Lions to win the Super Bowl, but I believed coming into the season they would lose one of these first two. Beat the Rams good, beat the Bucs pretty good, do both in consecutive weeks. Not easy. That's from Scott. Look, there's something to be said for... Yeah, I like the Lions' chances. My point was not that they are going to lose to Tampa. My point was Tampa's perfectly capable of winning this game, and don't freak out if they do. Don't freak out if they do. Joel Amoren writes in, the Lions need to be quicker on the defensive adjustments or they could lose this game. Unnamed texter, Tampa's a good football team. I see them being similar to the Rams game. And then this from an unnamed texter. Get off Baker's leg, Gator. Yeah, Gator.
Not on his leg. Not even close. I respect what he's done in coming back. That's all.
Well, he has done a nice job turning around.
And I think you got to be careful about this guy because he's played awfully well.
I'm going to be interested to see. We always talk about like when a player switches teams. I'm going to be interested to see how much Tampa goes at Carlton Davis. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Does that speak? Do they avoid him? And that speaks to the real way they feel about him, or do they go right at him? The former Tampa Bay cornerback who's now, of course, here in Detroit. All right, we'll get more Lions stuff a little bit later on. We'll mix in some Michigan and Michigan State. Got some Tigers to talk about. But first, Gator, we got to swing around the league with the Wad 9 Omaha 4 Down Around League Blitz thingy. That is next. Just a reminder, you can stream the show using the Odyssey app. Download it for your mobile device today, AUDACY. Also streaming through our website, 971theticket.com, where Birchie Kid and Evan do a great job with content. Stream a video. Go to twitch.tv. Bam, there we are. You can watch a video of the show. Same thing with YouTube and participate in the streaming chat. It is Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket.